ازيك يا باشمهندس عبد المر يعقوب من السوبيتكس؟ ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال وشينا بس يشوف عارف. Okay, let's say, okay, before we begin, we wish Mazel Tov to Jonathan Hauer on his upcoming marriage on Sunday at Bar Lena Latova, Shal Tov and Mitzlachas. Semen Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehela, Olechal Yisrael, Semen Tov, O Mazel Tov, Sometimes morning there's getting students from MDS to come here. They should come in sometime. So maybe we'll come in. I don't know. Maybe she'll be over by then. Maybe not. We'll see. Young. Yeah, I think we should sing also. Yeah. It's so younger students, like third grade or something like that. But okay. What? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we're discussing the din that you're supposed to do a bedika on the Yom HaVeses. So. So the Reim says we paskin like Rav, but that means a tar, but it's only if you do it right away. So the Ramban, Shita, and the Ravid is that if you didn't do the best thing on the Yom HaVeses, you can do it afterwards before Tashmish. That can be a day later, theoretically. But the Reim says no, that you have to do a dafka on the Yom HaVeses, or if right afterwards, but anything later than that, it's too late. Anything later than that is too late. But some say that, as people have pointed out, may could be that there's manazeh that you have underwear, so then even if you did it later, it could be that it would be okay. So those are the two. Now the third sheet. There's a third sheet on this topic, and that is the sheet of the Rambam, the way the Rambam is through the Rambam. And that is that you do it On page six, Perek Dalet Halachah Tes Kol Hanoshim Sheish Lam Vesas V'Chesas Tarlu Balev Atchutomer Lo Tmei Ani or Atchutuchsav Nida B'Shchein Oseha. So she has a Vesas, so she's Chesas Tar until the Vesas comes. Halach Baila L'Medinas L'Medina Cheres. So he comes to a different. He goes on a trip someplace else. So it's a funny halacha that he can come home and she's asleep and he can be bala without even, I don't know, sleep, bala, whatever, but okay. And if it's not during the vestas, it's okay. So simple pshat, it should mean that the Vesas didn't come yet. It's before the Vesas. Shaloba, but the Ran learned Shalob no. Shalob says Shalob no as Vesta. So it means that even if it's after the Vesas, it would be Mutter. So as long as it's not on as Vesta, he doesn't have to ask her. So you look in the Ran here, it's on page 7, actually page 8, where the arrow is, Arav al-Fazikas al-Zush Shaninu, Tamorim Polim, Nishem Lehem B'chesas Tara, Bochol al-Benigiyim Meinosim. Rav al-Rambam, Kosov, Shishu Shishu Vesa Shalom, Bailu Medina Acheres, V'imicha Tohorok, Sheyovo Ein Tzorach Lisholah, Fil Matzah Yishon, Yishena Muto, Lovo Olah, Shalom Ba'asa, Ezvein Chosh Hashem Nidahi, Near me, the Rav Deinu Tzorach Lachas Ela Onas Vesas Atzma. The Lola Acher Mikat. Wow. Wow. That's a very interesting thing. He's saying that as long as you're not coming on the Yom Vesas, whether you come before or after. So it's a little strange because you come after, so why aren't we conscious that on the Yom Vesas it? And maybe it was, you know. Yeah. Vesas the Rabbanan, so you could have. So if you do the Yom Vesas, I mean, if you do B'Shas Vesas, so then with Choshesh, that during the Tashmish, she'll become a Nida, and you'll know she's a Nida because she'll become a Nida during the Tashmish. But since it's only the Rabbanan, so then as long as it wasn't B'Shas Vesta, it's Mutter. Well, so if he comes home from the trip and she's sleeping, he can be Bala before or after. Not during the Vesas. If he comes home during the Vesas, then not, but before or after. So that's the Ran's Diyuk in the Rambam, which he says, what was his Lashon? Lashon was, what page was that I read? The Rambam just read to you. The seven supplements, though? Yeah. What page was it just read? I just read the Rambam. Page 7?
Page 6.
Everybody, if they could turn on their cameras, it's always good to turn on the cameras. Call a notion of Yishma Vesas, Vesas Sterla by Lamb. As long as it's not the owner's vest, then it's okay. So that's a third sheet. Because again, the Rambam and the Rav would say that if the vest passes, then you can't be Baal Leha until you do a Bedikah. And the Urayim holds that no, Bitika is not, it's too late for a Bitika. It's not going to help because maybe she was going to help. She got a period on the Vesas. And now it's gone, but she already got a period. So was it going to help? You could do a Bitika. Maybe the blood came out, went to the floor. And the Rambam says, no, as long as it's not Shaz Vesta, it's. it's okay. So those are three shitas in the Rishonim. So let's see how we say in Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says on page 15. Now you should know that there's the same thing here in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, I mean, right, that, how you learn that sugya, yeah. Okay, so, one second. Now, there's two halach, there's two Shulchan Aruch that seem to be contradicting. In Kuf Pei Dalet Tes and Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. Kuf Pei Dalet Tes and Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. Did I put them both in? I don't know. We'll see. But let's do Kuf Pei Dalet Tes. Shar Nashim Tzvichos B'dikak Shegiya Veses Ava Veses V'lo Bodka V'lo Higisha Torah V'lo B'dika. That is the Rambam. The Ran's Rambam. That she give an ava vessels lo bodka v'lo hergisha tahora v'lo bedika. V'yesh omrim, and that's the Ramban and the Ravish, asura ad shetivdok. If she has a vessel kavua, if she has a vessel kavua, then asura ad shetivdok. Or she yom shloshim, ava bishayna kavua. Or yom shloshim. We're going to see that Yom Shloshim is considered an automatic versus kavua, even if you don't have a versus kavua. That's called Ona Beinonis. But the Ona Beinonis has a din of a versus kavua, even if it's not, because that's the honorary versus kavua for women who don't have a versus kavua. As Yom Shloshim is the versus kavua for them. We treat it like a versus kavua, even if it's not kavua, because Rov Noshim see on Yom Shlosh. But that'll be a separate packet when we get to versus on the basis. So that is so. So how do we paskin? So the simple shot is we should paskin l'kula because it's stam v'yesh omrim. Stam v'yesh omrim halach v'stam. Right. So that would be like the Rambam. Because the Rambam sheet is Tahora below Bedika. So that's Kuf Pei Tes, Kuf Pei Dalet Tes. Now we have to see Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. Tell me, did I put it in the packet or somehow it got lost in the packet? Or it's in the next. There is a supplement here. I don't get why I didn't. Did I not put it in? Anyone want to help me? Do we have a Xerox of Kuf Pei Tes? That was Kuf Pei Dalet Tes. Now we have to pay Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. I don't know. How could I do that? Let me see. Do you guys see? Yeah, anybody? Kuf Pei Tes. Well, it's not, right? Okay, so who's going to share a screen and get it for us to share a screen? Unless we find it in, oh, one second, maybe it's in this pack, one second. Thank you, everybody, sign. One second, I have one last place to look. Maybe it's there. One second. Maybe one second. Let's see. Where? Where? What? Mm-hmm. No, yeah, Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. You're going to share it with everyone? No, you don't have to go. Yeah. You're going to share the screen, right?
I'll say it to the chat.
Chat. To the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Turns it to the chapter. I want to see it too. I don't know why. I don't know how I lost it somehow. Somehow, sometimes you make a packet with something. Oh, there's not a real something. Okay, do you have it? He shared it with the chat. So he says, Beferish, here there's no two days. Here it says that the difference between a Vesis Kavua and a Vesis Shein, and Kavua means you saw it three times, is that by Vesis Kavua, once if the time passed, you're also Lashamish. You're also Lashamish. Like the Ramban and the Raif. And here he doesn't quote two opinions. By Vesis Shein, Kavua, not. But by Vesis Kavua, yes. So it's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, everyone who knows me well knows that I'm a big Dvar Shmuel person. You know that? What does it mean, a Dvar Shmuel person? Okay. I'll tell you what a Dvar Shmuel person. I have to write this up one day. And Gabriel, you have to. I have to hear your opinion on this. Well, now you can hear what I'm going to say. And then when I write it up, yeah. The Dvar Shmuel Abu Haf. This is not a, I don't know if you ever heard of the Dvar Shmuel Psachim. No, that's a classic saying. Shmuel Abu Haf is like live not too long after the Shulchan Aruch, you know what I mean, relatively speaking. So he says that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't written all by Rav Yosef Karo. It was written by different people. You know, like he gave out this Talmud that you do these simana. So he wrote the whole Beis Yosef, but then the Shulchan Aruch wasn't the main thing. The main thing was the writing of the Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch is like it's an easy thing at the end. You know, after you did all the work, just write a kitzer. So therefore, different people wrote it. So therefore, that's why there are so many steers, because they weren't written. Rashacha likes to quote from the Chafetz Chaim's son's biography that the Chafetz Chaim didn't write the whole Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that's all. But let's talk about the Shulchan Aruch, because there's so many steers in Shulchan Aruch. So the Achronim try to miyashe the steers. But he says he thinks the simple answer is that they're written by different people.
What happens when you compare these two places to the Beis Yosef? Are there any conclusions there? Can we compare it to? I would think that's the first place you look. You know, when you find problems, and the Ramban, you look at the Nachshon Moshe.
Right.
When you find problems in the Beit
Shulchan Aruch,
you look at
the
Beis Yosef.
Right, but
when Maaseh, it doesn't clarify.
I don't know. Maybe not always.
No, of course not always, because it doesn't always come to a Sagan. But he does.
Yeah. So that's
the Kabbalah to say Beis Yosef is written in Yoram.
But there are so many steers, so I don't know. But that's his mahalach. The Dvar Shmuel of Shmuel Abu Haf. Okay, something to think about. One day maybe I'll write it up, this whole discussion. Because Rav Abadi once showed me there's a Bir Hagra. You want to hear this? The Bir Hagra says that a lot of times, the question is Shatira's in the Shulchan Aruch, Kayadua. And you know who quotes that? When Rabbi Elio Stern wrote his doctorate on the Gra. So he quotes me, B'Shem Rav Abadi, B'Shem the Gra, on this, in a footnote. This idea that it's, you know, Kayadua, that the Shatira's in the Vakule, and he's not so bothered by it.
But I suppose not that long after the Beis Yosef. He says this Misvara, or he has a Misora.
Look him up.
Find out.
You can look up the Dvar Shmuel.
I see he's aspiring toward the Hamburg.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. It was Sparty
in Germany.
Sparty in Germany,
there were. Right. So if you're Sparty in Germany, okay. So what's the answer to this this question? So let's look in the Shach on page 15. That should come with some Beis Yosef. Mashmos HaPoskim, Dafilu, Ichrazman. Page 16. Tam Achar Vesis, Kevin Shabbat, Matzah Torah, Tahor. And the Bach says that we should be Machmir like the Yireh. The Bach, Pasach, the Yishla Hachmir, Kimaskon, and Samordechai, the Shem Reim. Shem Smach, the Dafka, the Botka, Atzma, Miyad, Lachar Vesta, Tokshir. Well, Bo Botka, Tokas Manaf, and Bishal Achar, Gazman, Botka, Atzma, Matzah Torah, to Meir Cheskas, Bab Zman. But then the question is, what about the steer in the Shulchan Aruch? You don't have a Shulchan. Who has a Shulchan Aruch here? Yeah, okay. Not as a blatant, you know, there's some steers that are much more blatant than this one.
Yeah, right.
So he has the Yishomim, so he has this. It's only a question of how. Oh, there he doesn't quote as he just quotes the Shita, you can do the Padika. Here he quotes the Rambam. The who? Where are you reading from? Yeah, one second.
It could be the revolver, it could be the guy who added the citation, who looks like the remark, but it's not, you know, where it says, very often you'll have like the revolver say something, and then the remark, the C will say, like, Mordechai, or Bush, or something like that, or something like that. And that's not the remark. So fine, usually it just
And in here, in the Kufpei Tez Dalid, So we try to do a bidika. Everybody thinks Mekel. It's time to be a showman.
Do you think it works later?
Have to see who. Okay. So, but I think people in general are noheg to be machmir, at least on the on a beinoness, because that's like a vesis kavua. This whole the chalak is only by vesis kavua. The vesis she'ena kavua, that's the pesirish in that kuf pei tes dalet, that you should do it look at pila. But once the vesis passed, then you don't have to then you mutter. Because this whole machloikis with the two different ways is only by versus kavua. Versus Jain kavua, but the preacher says, yeah, the preacher is here on page. What page is the preacher? There's a preacher. A page, no? Everybody said what page is the preacher? Yeah, preacher here on page 12. Yeah. Well, Yishla Hashus the Sofsim is that cause of a bain of Bashem Harashba, Uli Machlok is Dema versus Kavua in Tzricha Bedika. You see, the Torah here says, Eilu versus Kavua, she doesn't need a Bedika. Sim Kuf Pevov, Masti Bashem Harash, the Isha Shem versus Sur, the Shamish Shetivdo. Mahatash Michal Pam, Pam Shetir. Torah and Nirlani is died the Rashba, the Kamar, the Torah, the Bedika, the Inishain, Baal, Tzricha, the Shola, in Mistal Shabbatka. We ask for Vadi Tzricha Bedika. He says, whereas she has to do a bedikah, the husband doesn't necessarily have to ask her. Because he says there's another sphere here, the preacher's more rare. So, if Sim is a cousin of a man of Shem and Rashba, the Lee Machloikis, the Ve'en Leves is Kavua in a Tzricha Bedikah. You're with me on page 12 of the preacher? That if it's Ve'en, Rashba seems to say, that if she doesn't have a vessel tavua, she doesn't need a bedika. Simukuf Bevav, he says in the name of the Rosh, that she does have to do a bedika. Isha Shein Levesis Asur Lashamish Hashatifdov. Bukhari and Nirla needs died to the Rashba Lokomer the Torah below bedika. The Rashba never said Torah below bedika. What the Rashba meant to say is the husband doesn't have to ask her. So you could assume she was boydik. He asked me why she had bedika. Why much more than Kosovo? Because Rabbi Mashma Leldin and she was boydik. That's a question whether she has to ask her husband. So we normally assume that it's a Vesis She'ena Kavua or not. And that's what the Bach writes here on page 14. Well, Kaimulon will cover the Vesis She'ena Kavua and Dika Lachash Arva Vesis. So it's normally the Afal Gav in Arva Velo Badka Muteres Velo Dika. We call Malcolm Lachatchi, let's see if lived up Mishasa Vesis. And then the last question is. And then the question is, well, how many Bajikas do you have to do in the Yom Vesis? So the Tosef on page 17 says, you have to do two bedikas. Maybe having a society, you know, in a call yom, I'll both him to my in the vesta. So we don't usually do that. That's two bedikas on the yom vestas. Yeah, Ravai says you can do one bedika. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes here on page 19. He says, "With the meshach onus of hesed shalotiv dokatzma kama po'am." He says she should do many bedikas. For eitz tov shetul bosh beged lovan hasamuch behiduk yofel gufa. She should wear something beged lovan that's very close to her body during that whole vessel's time. And before she goes to sleep, she should check. Now, the body basically says to do one bedika any time of the vessels. If it's a day vessel, it's one bedika in the day. If it's night, the body also says he could be the crawl the sofa owner. Not always, you know, practical. So the best is, the, like the body says, just do one bedika any time during the vessels. If it's a day vessel, any bedika day. If it's a night, any time of the night.
She thinks it's going to get at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because we don't have vias in within the day. So, and anyway, as I said, you always have this idea that we have the undergarment. So it's going to be poor, so to speak. Yeah, so,
Is the idea that that counts as a bedika in the other for real blessings?
You mean, what, the garments?
The garments, yeah. It takes them off, she sees, you know.
I mean, it's not a real full bedika, but at least it's better than what they used to have. When they didn't have any garments, they just had like a cloak there. And then when she bled, it would just come out of her body and go to the ground. Yeah, so,
The Shulchan Aruch mentioned something about a vested show that if a lady returned it to herself, she's not hours old, so she
had a vest. Yeah, well, there was a concept of show, of specific hours also. But, so she sees specifically 2 in the afternoon, like you said. So we don't do this many bedikas, and if you want to do, as it is, the bedikas are hard. So it's 2-1 bedik, even though it's Tosefta says 2 bedikas, but okay. Okay, so this is, I think, there are other things here, but this is the packet 8 with the supplement of 8. And so we're going to start then, probably not today, but Vesas HaFlog and Vesas HaChodesh. That's the next, and there's a supplement to that. I don't wait for that, sorry. That's a blog and that's a Chodesh. And then that's a Gaon Abaininus. Then we should have some type of Bechina after we finish Vestal. Maybe on a different day, so we shouldn't lose that one. But, and then here again on Monday, Wednesday, Kfiyas, maybe on Tuesday. Oh, okay. Yeah, come. Yeah, let them come in.
They should come.
They
should come in. What, tell me them are still here.
Yeah, I told them. I told them. Yeah, see, that's why they really see. But they need to see me. They see the. Yeah. Come in. Right? It worked out good. We had this work.
Yeah,
come.
Yeah.
What should we sing? Lulei Sarasha. What's a good nigun? Lulei Sarasha. It's from the west side. You know, Shlomo Kalba, right? And then I'll say something about. Yeah. So, where they go? Yeah, well, how many kids are there? Hamish. Why do you tell them to come in?
I'm nervous.
They shouldn't be intimidated.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
They just third grade.
Third grade.
Okay.
Why did they come?
What? Okay, are they coming? Come on, I told the last day. Hey, come in. They're gonna come in. Wow. We're finishing, but now we have a little gap time between the two different shiurim. So come in.
Okay.
Take seats. Your seats all around. Yeah, come. Hello. Yeah. Hi. Come in. Yeah, so come in. Hello, welcome everybody. Yeah. Come in.
Yes, sure.
What?
Over
again. Yeah, but 10 minutes. Yeah, we have. Yeah, exactly. I don't get the other shit till 11, so we have.
So 11 is like closer than possible.
Yeah. So let the kids. Okay, come in. Okay. So I'd like to thank everyone. No, don't leave. No, I said it. Don't leave.
Okay. Guys, this is Rav Simon. Rav Simon is a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, and he's going to say a few words of Torah for all of you to hear.
Okay. So first of all, I'd like to thank Rabbi Eisenberg for bringing everyone and all the other teachers here. I don't know everyone's name and all the students here. So it's a big stay. Everyone should stay. So it's a big privilege to have everyone here today. And you know, what?
You got our chumash.
Wow.
Excited.
Wow.
We see learning Torah.
Okay, that's excellent.
High school, excellent.
So first of all, you have to realize that this building is a landmark in New York City. You know, 1927, it was built, this building. You see, if you look outside, you'll see those bricks here. Wow. They don't have bricks like that. So it's a very... important thing. So we're gonna sing one niggun. I figured a niggun from the West Side. You know, you guys are West Side, is from a Kalbach niggun. Why not? You know, from the West Side. And then we'll sing. We'll maybe discuss a little bit. I'll say something about the historic significance of this day in Yeshiva University history. Okay. And then one day I'll meet you here. You'll have chairs here. And we'll see each other one day. I'm So this song, you know what this song is about? This song is about, you know, in life, there's always going to be difficulties in life. And we need some things in life that could cheer us up. You know, we have difficult times. And the learning of Torah is something that could cheer us up and make us happy. So that's why you go to yeshiva, you go to, you know, and you learn from your rebbeim, your teachers, and you get to appreciate what Torah is about. You can learn your chumash, and ultimately you're going to do a Mishnah, Gemara, whatever, as the years go on, and you're going to really appreciate it, and that's going to give you a happiness in life. Now, today is Gimel Shvat, the third day of Shvat. Now, the third day of Shvat is a very historic day in Yeshiva University calendar, because one of the original Rosh Yeshivas, the original big rabbi who was here, was a name, man by the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And there was even a school, just like this MDS in the West Side, it was like an MDS in Washington Heights. And that was called the Soloveitchik School. And that's long closed down. Yes, you see? Right, so it's another generation. And that was like the school, like the corollary of what MDS is in the West Side. It was up here as well. Now they don't have enough people to have two schools. So they have the Breuer School and et cetera, but we don't have as many schools as there used to be here. But I mean, Moshe Soloveitchik, he passed away on the third day of Shvat. Today is what's called the Yortzeit. The day that he passed away, it was 1941, something like that, 1941, a long time ago. Before my time, before most of us were even born, maybe some of our parents weren't even born at that time. But and that day of the, what's called the Yortzeit, meaning the day of the when the person passed away. So Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik's son, who's known as the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik here in YU, used to give a special shiur, special class, and maybe if you have time later, you could take them to the Lampwood Auditorium. And you'll see that whole auditorium, it's a big auditorium, and you couldn't get a seat. You couldn't get a seat because there were so many people that were coming to hear that, because everyone was so excited about learning the Torah. So that whole auditorium was filled. I was in high school when it was still going on, and so I didn't have to travel to get here. So right after classes ended, our chevra, we got our seats. You know, to make sure that we get our, and that went on for like 3-4 hours, and everyone was glued to their seat, you know, and everyone. Now, I'll tell you something, the Chodesh Shvat, you know, when you get older, you learn a little bit about the stars, and right, and every month has a certain constellation of stars in a certain shape, and Shvat is Mazel Dali. What's a Dali? You know what a Dali is? A bucket. A bucket. So what do you do with a bucket? You take a bucket, you put it in the well, and you draw out water, and then you could use the water and give it to others. So the Sefer Zichron Shmuel explains that if you look in the beginning of Chumash Devarim, that pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Devarim says that Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah to everybody in many different languages, when? On the beginning of Shvat. Because Shvat, as the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, Rav Talmud explains, is the time that we're what? It's the bucket. The bucket is what? When you take the water represents Torah, you take it out from the well, and then you give it to others. And that's what your teachers are doing. They're taking the water from the well, not physically, but that's the Torah, and then you're going to get drink that water. And that's going to be your education, when you're going to come to school every day and you're going to enjoy to have a new chumash and a new and all the different things as you learn, you should be get the happiness. Lulei Soroscha Shashuai. That if we didn't have the Torah to make us happy, then life could be very, you know, sometimes it could be very difficult. So that's the point. That the point of going to, you know, you could, you know, a lot of the coming to yeshiva, having a Jewish education is going to give you a happiness in life. And that's going to be the main point here. So I want to thank everyone for coming and thank Rabbi Eisenberg and all the students and all the teachers. Yeah, we could ask a question or two.
It's a very special opportunity. We have one of my teachers, very, very knowledgeable rabbi.
Okay, I think she wants to ask something. Yeah, what do I mean drinking water from the well? That's right. So well has water, right? And you, to get the water, you have to take a bucket, right, and put it in and bring it out. So the Torah is compared to water. The Torah is compared to water, because when you, in other words, we're not physically drinking that water, but when we learn Torah, where it's like when you're thirsty, right? So it's a hot day and you're thirsty, so you drink water, it makes you feel good. So that's the same idea. When a person has the Torah to learn, it gives him an opportunity to feel good, and that's the idea. What's the question? If there's no water in the well. Well, wells, you know, if the well dries up, you say. If the well dries up, that's a good question. So they say if the well dries up, you know what you have to do? You know what you have to do? You have to dig deeper. If you dig deeper, then there'll be more water underneath. Because there's always more water. You just have to dig deeper. If you put more effort in, more work, you'll dig deeper, you'll get that water. Yeah. Well, yeah, so the well dries up. We said dig deeper, there'll be water. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you. If what? You have two questions.
Second of all,
what was the first? I didn't hear the first question.
Well, it would be stuck down there.
Yeah, you might get stuck down there. That's an excellent question. You need somebody to take a rope to be able to pull you up. That's an excellent question.
All right, guys. Now why is Torah like compared to water?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Well, see, the thing about a well is it constantly flows. Mm-hmm. See, and therefore, there's no end to your learning. Because you're going to be starting learning, you got your chumash, but you know what? You're going to come back 50 years from now, and you're going to still be learning that same chumash. It's never going to be outdated, and you're going to never finish. And it's always going to be, it never ends. It's never, we say, we finish learning. And the well is never finished. That's why. If the water dries up, dig deeper. You might get stuck there. You'll get someone to pull you out. Don't worry. Never do anything that's not safe. Yeah, let's take a picture. Yeah. Okay.
Everyone come around. Every sign will give us the bracha.
Okay. And the bracha I give you is you should all be healthy and enjoy all your learning for many years to come.
Okay. All right, boys and girls, come around.
Go get the
Also, tell me who's driving me.
Does Rebbe have a car? Does he have someone to drive? Or not?
That's an excellent question. That could be, it depends whether my wife is. What time is the wife?
Call it four.
Four. Four is the most fun. Yeah. Either
way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'll hold on to it.